This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Got plenty of baseball stuff still to get into, BT, but we haven't talked about the Jets quarterback situation in a while. Obviously, with the Rodgers stuff, we've acknowledged that, and Rodgers moving on, and I still can't wait to hear from Rodgers himself to see where he's at, but we know Rodgers won't be here, so what does that mean for the Jets? And there seems to be some speculation, no reports, but some speculation that the Jets might be interested in trading up for a quarterback. How does that make you feel when you think about the possibility of trading up for a quarterback?
I'll tell you what. Now, first of all, I don't like the quarterbacks enough to do that. So that's the first basis for my response. If they were more appealing, then I would certainly entertain it, number one. Number two, for Mood, now this doesn't impact me, but I'm going to put myself in Muji and Glenn's shoes. Mm-hmm. If I'm them right now, Sal, the last thing that I'm going to do, again, unless it's and there's no sure things, but more sure than what I believe presents itself as a possible option moving up for the two quarterbacks that we know who we're talking about here in Sanders and Ward, I'm not throwing a 70-yard Hail Mary as my first move as an executive and a head coach of the New York Jets. There's no way I'm doing that. If anything, I'm going the conservative route. I'm trading out. I'm bringing in some young, cheap, dynamic, explosive players, plugging in maybe a little D-line, one more offensive tackle, maybe the tight end from Penn State. I am looking to trade out. I am looking to stay at 7 and get the best available player. I ain't moving up.
But how much of that is because we feel like we don't love Cam Ward? I say we, you and I, and the consensus is that this is a light draft as far as the quarterbacks go.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of it is that? Like, for me, I just don't like the idea in general because you'd be doing now really the same exact thing. While I like some of the moves that they made, cleaning up the organization a little bit, the front office and moving on, you'd still have a first-time GM and a first-time head coach and then a rookie quarterback with an inexperienced offensive coordinator. Like, do the math. It's the same exact thing. I know it feels different, at least today it feels different. But regardless of who the quarterbacks are, it would still be that same situation that has failed them and even maybe worse in this spot because it doesn't seem like Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are worth trading up for.
Okay, a couple things. So, yeah, it would kind of look the same. I think the one difference, Sal, would be Tyrod Taylor probably plays the first 6-7 games, whatever, maybe more, ease him in. They didn't really do that with a young Darnold. He played the first game with Detroit. Didn't do that with a young young Zach Wilson. So maybe they learn, and maybe Glenn would and Muji would navigate that better. The other thing too, let's just use common sense here. Do the Tennessee Titans need a quarterback?
Yeah, but it seems like they were going to be. I mean, remember Dimitroff told us that if he got that job, he would be trading down.
Correct.
So I think they need a lot more than just that.
They do, but I mean, every team that is bad is generally bad because they don't have a quarterback, and obviously connected to that is they don't have an offensive line to protect
and
the quarterback.
And everything. Maybe they're thinking that we don't love Cam Ward. That's
what I'm saying. So think about this, guys. Tennessee has the first overall pick. They need a quarterback. You know, Will Levis ain't it. What was the kid that they took from Liberty a couple of years ago? Malik Willis.
Yeah, he's not even there anymore.
No, not even there. Packers. Obviously, Ryan Tannehill's long gone here. So they clearly need a quarterback. So do the Browns. So the Tennessee Titans seem gung-ho to trade out of the first spot. Why would the Jets be so... I know it's a little subjective, clearly. Well, the talent evaluation could be different, but it just seems like it's a cavalier, unnecessary risk for me.
Here's the counter, right, to what I believe in everything that we just said. There is an excitement level to it. And if moods, like, just because... I think our main premise is that we don't necessarily love Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. By the way, did you see what Cam Ward said the other day? Like,
about the draft board, the mock board?
If you don't take me, you just know that you're going to have to play against me.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Yeah, I like that guy.
I love that. Yeah. But people, you know, who knows? You could say something and then go out there and not be any good. I guess my point is that if Muji or Glenn love one of those quarterbacks, like, the consensus may not love him.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to draft Cam Ward. Somebody is going to draft Shedeur Sanders. Somebody's going to love them enough to select them early in the first round, if not 1-2 or in the top five, whatever it may be. And maybe Muji and Glenn say, you know what? Let's reset the clock now, meaning let's get a young quarterback in here on a rookie, start everything the same way, kind of use the, instead of the Chiefs formula, what everybody references, use the Texans formula. D'Amico Ryans, you go with a young quarterback and C.J. Stroud. And again, I'm not saying Stroud or these guys are going to be what Stroud is, but you could use that formula, and what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work out, and in year three, you move on, you go try to get another quarterback. Like, what are the other options that are better than that? Sam Darnold? No,
they're not giving Sam
Justin
the big money.
Fields?
Yes, for me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, but like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not a home run either. Listen, anywhere you go, whether it's Cam, whether it's Sanders, whether it's Daniel Jones, whether it's whomever, we know all the options out there. There is a real risk in terms of, you know, there's no home run move to be made. So no matter what Muji and Glenn do, they are going to be subject, I think, to a decent amount of criticism fairly quickly. Like, if they go out and they give Justin Fields, and that's, I guess, to me, the most appealing option at this point, I guess. I like him more than the other options for the most part, but I don't love him. I like him. But if they give him, I don't know, $25, $26 million, I'm just throwing out a number because they're not giving him $40 like Darnold's going to probably get. So let's say $25 million for him. And, you know, he throws 11, 12, 13 picks, and then he gets benched, and he coughs a few up, and he fumbles a few, and the Jets don't win. Now, there won't be the level of criticism if you move up to get a Sanders who looks awful or Cam Ward who looks overwhelmed, but it's still going to create a very dark early tone to their regime. And maybe, I'll be honest, maybe I'm just kind of looking at this as a loser. And I'm trying to preemptively avoid the criticism because everything else in the past they've done. But to that point, Muji hasn't made a mistake as the Jets executive.
Well, and wouldn't you respect the fact that these guys would be putting their you-know-what on the line? Like, that's an aggressive, bold move, excuse me, for first-time GM and head coach to go all in. That's why I say it all comes down to if they love them or not. If they don't love those guys, then there's no way you force the issue, even if the other options aren't as good. But if you do, why not come in hot? Why not come in swinging big and thinking, oh, you know what? I'm going for it. I love Cam Ward. If we could get that first pick and get a quarterback now and look at the other options and feel like that's the best option for them, and then go do it. Now, remember, Cam Ward, we were looking at it from the prism of Shedeur Sanders for the most part, from the Giants' perspective, right? Because we felt like Cam Ward was going to be off the board at number one to the Titans.
Or two to the Browns.
Okay, well, whatever.
Or somebody else who moves
up. Before the Giants pick.
Yep.
But if the Jets enter the conversation and trade up for that top pick, now Cam Ward's in play, and I feel like there's a little bit, you know, and again, do you love him in comparison to Jaden Daniels? Yeah, or whatever.
Or somebody like that, yeah.
Right, exactly. No.
No.
But maybe there is something there with Cam Ward, and maybe he can be a good quarterback here for an Aaron Glenn coach team and have some success moving forward. I would get excited about that idea if Muji and Glenn love one of the two quarterbacks, assuming it would be Cam Ward.
I hear you. It would be bold. And I think it would be fairly well received by a lot of Jet fans. I'm not so sure that I would be in that camp. And just to be clear, of the two options, whether it's Sanders or Ward, give me Cam Ward all
day. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we both feel that way with Cam Ward.
Yeah,
and, doesn't mean he's going to be better. But.
No, watch, it might be worse because we're both in alignment here. I think, and I've been on the record with Cam over Sanders now for probably about a good 5 or 6 weeks. Like every time it came up in dribs and dreads, not even really pertaining to the Jets, just more so for the Giants because I thought Rodgers would be back this year.
Here's the other layer to this, and I don't know why. Sorry, I don't know why I can't breathe today. I get to
what's going on. Get him some oxygen. Let's go.
I need some help, please. But the other element to this is similar to what we talked about with Atlanta last year, where people were knocking them for taking Penix. But the reason why they did that is they believed, first of all, they loved the player, but they also believed they wouldn't be drafting that high again. Right?
That's true.
You hope not to.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the Jets and Aaron Glenn and Mujee, you hope that you're not drafting in the top 10 moving forward. This may be their best chance to go out there and take a chance on getting a top young quarterback, you know, one of the high rookies, even if it's not as good as years past or maybe years ahead. Like, they're there now within striking distance. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg the way that it would if you're going from 23 to trade up to number one.
That's true.
You're going from 7 to 1 or 2, depending how it works out. They're within striking distance, which is why I do think a part of it should be appealing for the Jets.
I think that's a good point, but I also think you've got to kind of weigh, and for me, it's offset a little bit by the fact that a lot of the quarterbacks that we watch who are great or trending toward greatness, they weren't necessarily taking top five.
Right.
I mean, the guy just won the Super Bowl was a second round pick.
Right. Okay.
You know?
I mean, fair enough. And look, if they take a younger quarterback later in the draft, I'm fine with that, second round, third, whatever it may be. But when you're sitting within striking distance, it's a total hypothetical. I don't think it's much.
I think the Jets are actually considering this for Cam Ward, not for Sanders.
Well, I think they should be considering it. I'm just saying we don't know what's going to happen, and we certainly can't assume. Like, you could give your opinion. I could give mine. Calls will call up, 888-808-1019. Give their opinion on what the Jets should do. But ultimately, it comes down to what Mujee and Glenn feel. If they love Cam Ward or Sanders, but whoever, if they love one of those quarterbacks, then I am okay with them trading up and taking that big swing, trying to get one of those guys.
All right, real quick. The other thing that you've got to present here is like the alternate universe where they don't go out and they don't do what we're talking about here, and they are a team. Who will the 20, with average quarterback play, who will the 2025 Jets be? See, in my opinion, the answer is a pretty good team. So I guess I'm not as willing. With average quarterback play.
But then where are you getting that, though? Like that's
well, I think Justin Fields would give you average quarterback. I think Daniel Jones could give you average quarterback. I mean, again, average.
But they're both similar because they both can't throw the football.
They both can run.
Yeah.
I think that the big issues from the Jets have been a lack of discipline, a ton of penalties, special teams, been a complete train wreck. If Zuerlein did his job a year ago, now again, not to take this too many steps too forward, the Jets still had some flaws, couldn't stop the run, whatever, still don't really have an effective tight end. They got the third level on defense, a little shaky at the safety spot. You probably lose DJ Reed, got to find another corner. I know there's other things they have to do, but to simplify it, if they had fewer penalties a year ago and they just made 2 or 3 more kicks, the Jets very well may have been a playoff team.
Right.
So, and I'm not risk averse. I have no problem going for it, but I've got to love what I'm going for.
Well, that's,
and
that's
I don't love Cam. I like Cam Ward.
See, that's my only point. If they loved one of the quarterbacks, then I'm okay with it. I don't mind the risk, and especially when you compare it to the other options. BT and Sal and the Fan are friends of Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Corey is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Okay. So, unfortunately, I agree with you guys. Sal was saying about the inexperience that these coaches have, the quarterback, the GM, that's a problem once again. But the one difference I would say from when we did this with Zach was the talent base has dramatically increased. I think we have, if Cam Ward came in, hypothetically, and he can play, I don't think we'll be like, oh, well, the O-line's holding him back, the receivers are holding him back. We'll know right away if he can play, and we'll know if he's a long-term
player. It is, to your point, it is a great point. It is a better foundation. I could point out the rookie GM, rookie head coach, rookie OC, rookie quarterback, which I don't love. It's not ideal, but the roster is better than, say, what it was with Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold even.
100%. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you for the call.
And that's what you got to thank you for the call. That's where you got to weigh. Like, to me, I'm still leaning toward best available at 7 because I do think, especially if people's, whether it's the Jets or the Giants, whomever, start just jumping to try to get those quarterbacks there.
What if it was a quarterback that you love?
No, then that's a little bit different.
Cam Ward.
I do. I definitely like Cam Ward. I don't want Sanders. I do like Cam Ward. All I'm saying is I think you could get a relatively solid, not that you're going to win a Super Bowl this way, a relatively solid quarterback this offseason, relatively solid. And I think you can get an absolute horse at 7. D-end, tackle, or tight end, kid from Penn State.
Right, but then when are you getting?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot to consider. I don't know. Then maybe you just go for the unconventional hit.
Yeah.
Round 2, round 3.
Yeah, which is fine.
Hey, I mean, by the way, Sal, why can't the Jets take whomever at 7 and then, you know, make a move to get into the back around 1 and take a quarterback and get that fifth-year option like the Ravens did a couple years ago.
That's fine. They could. There are multiple ways to do it. There is no exact science on how to build a franchise the right way or find the franchise quarterback. However, that's why I say it comes down to who they like. If they love Dart or whatever, yeah, figure out a way to get him. Trade down, whatever you got to do to get him. Trade back in or second round, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But if they love Cam Ward and you're within striking distance and that pick is available because the Titans maybe don't love him, then maybe you take advantage of that. It just really depends on what the people in charge feel. And by the way, we could enter the Giants in this conversation as well, right? If they need a top quarterback, and obviously they do, and they love Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, then they should be figuring out a way to make sure that they get them and try to trade up with Tennessee, assuming that it's available. But it all comes down to what the people who run the teams want and like.
Yeah, I do feel like the Giants situation, and we've discussed that a lot because I think many of us thought for a while Rodgers would come back, so it was more focused on, you know, Giants at 3, what do they do, move up, can they get somebody at 3? I think that I'm of the mindset, I want to see Dable and these guys have a young quarterback. I do think they need to do that at some point. So I would, and by the way, the Giants roster is not nearly as good as the Jets. I just think, what can we get from Muji and Glenn's history that would suggest that they're compelled to do something so brazen? Because you think about it, he was with Detroit. God, right,
it would be. I mean, it would be exciting.
It would be. Draft night would be fun, provided he could play. But you know, think about it. Aaron Glenn was the DC on a team that won a lot of games with somebody who was bouncing around, even though he was former first overall pick, Jared Goff. But second team, and then look what they did in Denver. Obviously, they didn't get that kid top 10. They took a flyer on him. He won the job. He was rewarded. So I don't know where their minds are, but it's interesting.
Justin is calling from Cedar Grove, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, bud.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
What's going on, buddy?
Good. So you talk about best options. They just let 3,900 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 10 picks walk out the door. So that's where their best option went. However,
but it's more than just the numbers, and you know that, Justin. Go ahead.
No, I know. He had a slow first start, but again, where else are you finding those numbers out there on the street right now? Probably not. So you're going to have to manage with what you have, or again, the names that you're throwing out are tough. But moving around in the draft, you're going to have to pay a bunch of guys. Consider trading Breece Hall right now before you have to pay him. I mean, of the four rookies, he's probably the most expendable guy that you can get rid of, no? I mean, if you want draft capital.
Because you have other running backs. And I don't know, you don't have anybody else like Garrett Wilson. You don't have anybody else like Sauce. Yeah. Not that I'm running to the bank to give Sauce $100 million if he can't tackle.
But
I'll let Aaron Glenn make that decision.
But the quarterback's best friend to me would be Breece Hall. Whether it's a check down and let him go nuts, whether it's running the football. Like, that's what the Jets need to get back to doing, is running the football. I mean, build the foundation the right way, especially if you have a young quarterback. So I'm not looking to move on from him. I get what you're saying, Justin, and thank you for the call. I would not be I'd look to move Sauce Gardner myself because I just think Breece is a better player. Mm-hmm. I know he plays a position that's not as valuable as the position that Sauce Gardner plays, but I think he's a better player. You're down on Breece Hall?
I'm not down on Breece Hall. I'm just not as up as I once was. When he first, I know he ripped up his knee and it takes a while. And
dude, he's explosive still.
He is. He's got his speed back, but I don't know. And maybe they just don't run the ball enough. Maybe their run scheme is not effective enough. I know he can do damage when he hits the hole, and he's got some space. I know that. But I put it this way. I thought he was better 2 years ago. I don't think he's getting better. I think he's kind of, leveled out a little bit.
Now, if they did trade him, I wouldn't go nuts saying, what are you doing?
No.
I'd just sit back and say, okay, well, let's see what they got in store here. I don't necessarily love the move. I mean, maybe you could understand it. But I think, especially if you're going with a young quarterback, the way that I personally, now again, it's totally different. I would have brought in Pete Carroll. I would have kept Aaron Rodgers. So I like having veterans who know what they're doing and have been established here. But in this scenario, I would, if I'm going to get a young quarterback, the number one thing that I would want is a running game. I'm looking to build the best running game I possibly can, not to have it all on Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, a rookie quarterback every week. I'm looking to build that running game. That's the foundation I would have.
I got to tell you, one of the things that, and you just said it before, and I think we all know this, that Muji and Glenn are just entering a much better situation than their predecessors did. That's obvious, and we don't need to run down the 9 or 10 or 12 reasons why. If you know Jets football, you know that that's a true statement. So having said that, even though they're coming off, another wretched season, everybody got fired, Rodgers is gone, the Jets are in a pretty desirable spot because they've got options. When they drafted Darnold, now they could have drafted another player, so they had options in terms of what quarterback they took. Same with Zach when they took him number two, and Sam number three. But I think the Jets have at least three or four options in terms of what direction they go. One is to stopgap, like a Justin Fields. One is to sit at seven and get an absolute stud. One is to throw the Hail Mary, see what happens, go up there and get Cam Ward or Sanders. The other is to drop back and just, you know, maybe you do get rid of Breece Hall. Maybe you do let Sauce Gardner leave. And by trading from 7 to 13 and then 13 to 19 or whatever it might be, you recover draft assets that you gave up for Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Yeah, they're in a good spot, though. They have some options. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say they're in a good spot.
They're in a better spot than they usually are. Yeah, well, put it that way.
It feels like they're in a... Now, the key is, though, this is a huge... Like, they got to nail this one, especially if you're taking a risk. Either way, really, with the seventh pick, whether you trade up, you have to nail it, or with that seventh pick, you better nail it. And the other decisions, as you just mentioned, they also have to make sure that they make the right decisions. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Mugi and Glenn going to make the right decisions or not?
Yes.
Are those going to be having the same conversation in 3 years when these guys are getting fired and the next guys will be in?
See, I just think, and just to simplify it, I think they've got a lot more to navigate in terms of options than... Yep. Then Joe Douglas did, and even Maccagnan and Idzik, because they were so wretched, but we knew they had to take a quarterback. And, you know, they really have, there's a couple doors that they can knock on right now.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more of your calls when we come back. We'll enter the Giants into the conversation as well. Could both teams be trying to trade up for that number one spot? 888-808-1019. Brandon Terry, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We started the show talking about the Jets and the possibility of trading up. Could it be a scenario, BT? I'll be honest. I mean, I know, here's what sucks about the NFL season for us. It's always about the draft. It seems the last 10 years, it's always about Jets, Giants. Oh, here we are, top 10, top 5, Jets and Giants picking in the top. Like, it always is about that. And here we are yet again, Jets number 7, Giants number 3, both teams in need of a quarterback. Could we be in a spot here where we are focused on the Jets today, and there's been some thought and speculation, whatever. Could it be a spot where both these teams are aggressively trying to trade up and get their respective quarterbacks?
It could be, but I don't think they're going to go after the same person. I think if the Giants do it, it just feels like it's going to be Sanders, and I feel like if the Jets do it, it's going to be Cam Ward.
Right, that's what I mean. So you could have a situation where, and maybe the Giants don't have to trade up to number 3, or excuse me, to number 2
yes.
to get Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, by the way.
But, I
think you're right.
And now, I felt that way a while ago because mostly I felt that Shador was going to force his way out of Cleveland somehow. And again, who the hell knows what's going to happen? Could Tennessee keep the pick? Maybe they keep it and pick Cam Ward. We don't know what's going to happen here, but I feel like the Giants could probably get Shador without trading up. But what if they love Cam Ward? I mean, we don't know that either, right? It's hard to speculate. It's hard to have this conversation without knowing what they feel. So based on just the entire situation, I do recommend for both the Jets and Giants, if they like one of these quarterbacks, taking the chance to get one. For the Jets, it's a little bit bigger risk because you're going to be giving up more. But if you love the quarterback, now's the time to do it. You're within striking distance. Go get the job done.
Here's one thing I can't handle. I couldn't handle this. I don't know what I would do. You would have to just lock me away forever because it would be over. At least the element of Jets fandom or hope. If the Jets and the Giants are truly both vying for the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't think they are. Again, I think Jets, if they're inclined to do this, I think it's Camp. I think the Giants and Sanders, that could change. That's my gut right now. But if they are pursuing or do choose to pursue the same guy and the Giants get him, and he becomes like Eli 2.0, even though he's going to be very different stylistically, like just in terms of the ultimate success with a couple of the championships, and we get the wrong guy, I can't be a football fan anymore. I don't think I can.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I just can't.
Let's say the Jets trade up.
Stop wasting my time at that point.
Let's say the Jets trade up, leapfrog the Giants. They get number 1. Yeah. They take Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Giants stand pat at 3. They take Sanders. Sanders turns out to be the better pro.
Yeah, or even that, or even let's say the Jets are at 7, the Giants are at 3. Let's say the Giants jump to 2,
right,
and the Jets are trying to jump to 2. And the Giants take whichever quarterback the Jets were also targeting, and he turns out to be a stud. That's what I mean. That would be the silver bullet.
I get it. I mean, there are a couple ways that could work. I mean, look, and with the Giants and Jets, we've seen this before with the Sam Darnold stuff where they both had a chance to get their quarterbacks, and they both screwed up. Whether it's a Jets taking the wrong one, Giants taking the running back and Saquon Barkley, so they've screwed this up before. We could anticipate how this could happen again. The other part, though, of this whole thing, trading up or whatever, I don't think that there are any good options outside of that. See, the Giants are in a better spot if Stafford becomes available because of the finances. If he were available for the Jets, then yeah, we'd be talking about both these teams trying to go get Stafford. I think that would be the better option. Make your pick at 3 or 7 and go get Matthew Stafford and try to build. Yeah, exactly right. Build the best team you can. And then, not that you're punting, but you wait to see what quarterbacks will come available, the young guys, whatever. The Jets probably can't get Stafford right under the finances the way that they're currently. I wouldn't think so either, which is why we say that it's more likely the Giants would be a landing spot for Stafford.
Well, you saw a report this morning, whereas if the Rams do move on from Stafford, then they might be open to Rodgers. And I've been saying for a while, I think absolutely that Stafford's going to be an ex-Ram. Did that report, what you saw, does that make you... Because you're not convinced they're moving on from him. I pretty much am.
It still said if. I need to see. I'm not buying it because here's why I'm not buying it. I still believe the Rams' best option is Matthew Stafford. So if you just use common sense, if they want to win, now maybe they have other ideas about the finances and all that stuff, and then they would be punting, saying, hey, we don't like the finances, the way this sets us up for the future. We're going to move on now, bite the bullet, move on now. Okay, and what, go get Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you really... And I like Rodgers. I just don't know year one if he's going to do what Stafford has done since he's been there, obviously. He won a Super Bowl with them, familiar with the system, all that stuff, even the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. So if I'm the Rams and I'm trying to win, their best option is Stafford. That is why I don't believe it until I see it. They'd have to show me that they don't believe or not prioritizing winning.
Sometimes there's drafts where there's just no juice. Give me a scale for the local. Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10. This one seems pretty juicy.
Well, is it because of where they're picking?
I remember they both, when we did the show a couple of years ago over at the, MetLife, what was that? Where the heck did we do the show that night?
Yeah, it was the sportsbook at MetLife. I forget what it was called.
That's why I was stumbling myself. But the Jets took, obviously, Sauce, and they got, and the Giants took Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. Yeah, right. I mean, there was a lot of juice there because the Jets and the Giants had a lot of early picks. The juice here would be, they're both inside the top 7, but I just think there's myriad directions. Yeah. And I think that there's always options. You could take a linebacker or defensive, but I mean in terms of like organizational philosophies that could really dictate the course of the next 3, 4, 5 years and the early grades on the new regime for the Jets and maybe the possible final grade for the Giants regime if they don't get it right.
But it does feel like there are less sexy options, specifically with the quarterbacks in this particular
with the quarterbacks,
BT and Sal on the fan. Chafee? Chafee is calling from Marlboro, New Jersey. Chafee? What's the name there?
Chafee. What's up there, guys? BT, Sal, how you doing? You know, long-suffering Jet fan forever, and it's always about the coaching. But at the end of the day, they always hire the wrong coach, and they always draft the quarterback because they give him a defensive coordinator or a defensive coach, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think that the best thing that they can do, no doubt about it, is to take Sam Darnold, because O'Connell did such a good job coaching him up that he advanced so much over the last year under O'Connell that it's a very big thing that he don't have to worry about taking a quarterback and teaching him and putting him right in. You get Darnold and you get that kid from freaking Penn State and we're off to the race.
Well, what do you think? I don't think it's horrible. Number one, if you're Sam Darnold, you want to come back to the Jets even though it's all different people? You want to come back to that hellhole? You want to come back?
No way. You can't do it. By the way,
I don't know, guys. I think that he loved his show. He'd take the money and come back and be the king of New York. It's all about coaching him up. If they got the coaches.
Yeah, but there's other teams who are going to be offering money, Chafee, and I think that's the difference. I'll tell you what I would do, because I'm not giving Sam Darnold $40 million. There's no chance in hell, even though I think he's good at this point. I would be more interested on, I know you're going to laugh at this, and I've said it before, give me Daniel Jones at $22, $23 million. He also was with O'Connell for a couple of months. Right. Now, he didn't play, but he was in practice. He was, in film sessions. Who knows? Maybe Daniel learned a little something.
You can't go back to the well with Sam Darnold again.
You can't. He's not coming here.
It's not in New York. It wouldn't work. And I wouldn't want Daniel Jones anywhere near this city ever again. Even when he visits on the road, he has a road team. I can't deal.
He's got to stay
Daniel
in Connecticut, the hotel.
Yeah, maybe not make the trip for that one. It'd probably be hurt anyway. But I do understand why you would prefer Daniel Jones versus Sam Darnold, and I would agree with that. Value.
Definitely.
And also just Darnold here would be a mess. I was going to ask him, do you think that's a real name, Chafee, or is that a nickname?
I think it's a real name.
You've heard of that name before?
I have not. That's a unique one. I didn't know. I thought it was like a short A, almost like a U. He almost said it like Chafee. It's definitely, it's not Chafee.
No, I thought it was Chafee.
Chafee?
Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, Chafee.
Chafing.
Connor, you took the call there. You think that's a real name or a nickname?
What he gave me as his regular name. So I think his regular name, just Chafee.
Chafee.
He sounds a little bit older, you know, not to guess somebody's age, but that seems maybe a bit of a throwback name, you know?
Never heard in my life. Have you ever heard that?
Sounds like an Irish name.
Chafee? No, I haven't, but I wouldn't discuss other people's names.
Yeah. Why?
Why not?
What?
Oh, Dove?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. God, Dove.
Is Dove short for something?
Yeah, boring.
No, it's not.
E.T. That's so, you're so mean. Come on, Dove, you gonna let him get away with that?
I'm teasing.
No.
I mean, don't discuss people's names. Like, we're saying stuff that's so, I mean, come on. Yesterday,
it took me a second to get that. But.
You hear what we were saying yesterday, Dove? Yeah. That's when he should have jumped in and said, don't say that. Not about names.
Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
I love you, Dove. I'm kidding.
Kenny. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
BT, let's go Johnny. Sal, let's go Mets.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right, but the Jets, I do not think they should trade up, lose draft capital. They're already handcuffed with, what, $50, $55 million from Rodgers for the next 2 years. You trade up, you're giving them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Future picks for the next 2 years. I don't think they should do that. Based on previous callers, we do got a good foundation. We got to go back to, you know, run and gun and defense. And you got to take best available player if there's a game wrecker. If not, trade back.
Yeah, here's the problem. I just don't love the, and thank you for the call, Ken. I just don't love the options. Like, and again, I'm not saying that I would definitively trade up. If they love one, well, one of Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, you trade up and take a quarterback. I do like that better than, you know, oh, Justin Fields, stopgap. And really, we keep going to default. Justin Fields is the only one that we kind of agree on that would be at least somewhat enticing, because you feel like, all right, it should be stable enough to where he could run the football enough to help them win some games, and there's the potential that he's still young enough and still has a chance to develop into a potential solid franchise quarterback.
You know, the problem, too, is where the Jets' young players are and the money that's eventually coming their way. And I guess, and maybe this is short-sighted, maybe this could burn me long-term. I'm not of the mindset to incrementally improve this year or like take a little bit of a baby step, because you're kind of wasting a year. Like, I know it's repetitive at this point, but there's a chance Sauce Gardner is going to be the highest paid cornerback in football. I'm not saying I would do it,
yeah,
but there's a lot of chatter about that. You got to pay Garrett Wilson and the other guys, Vera Tucker, Breece Hall. These are all things we've hit. So, you know, why would you go with a Tyrod Taylor slash quarterback that we don't really know anything about in Cam Ward or Sanders at that level versus a bit of a more proven commodity like a Fields or even a Daniel Jones? Like, I can't waste another year.
Well, what if you could trade, like everybody keeps talking about, or last caller I think it was that called up talking about saying, I wouldn't trade the picks, you already gave those up for Rodgers, so you don't want to do that. Well, maybe Sauce is part of that trade to go from 7 to number 1. Maybe Tennessee says, you know what, we could use a stud cornerback, we'll pay him. And that helps you, you know, you eliminate the problem with Sauce about paying him, mm-hmm. and you'd be able to save some draft picks and trade up and get your quarterback.
I know for some, well, last year this would have sounded blasphemous. Watching him play this year, I don't think many would kind of deem it quite as blasphemous.
He stunk this year.
He was awful. And, you know, not only was he awful, he looked disinterested, which I do think that can be recalibrated. Obviously, you could click back in, and I believe he could be motivated again. But is he ever going to be a good tackler? And he never makes plays. Like, he never intercepts the ball. Yeah. He never punches one loose. He never, you know, never houses one off a pick six. He's doing nothing on special teams. Aaron Glenn back in the day played special teams at 108-yard kickoff return at Indianapolis, not to mention punts and other kickoffs when he was a kid. So I liked Sauce, but Sauce's weaknesses to me are never going to be strengths, at least absolute strengths. So if I've made that determination, I would almost guarantee that Aaron Glenn's got to be seeing the same thing. And he can't tackle.
And also, Glenn finding out who's all in, who isn't. So
don't lie.
You could have the talent,
yeah,
but if you're not all in, you might be finding yourself elsewhere. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Brady Kitty, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Wednesday. By the way, happy birthday, Mom. Just remember, February 19th, my mom's birthday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Licata.
On this Wednesday, yeah, not 70 quite yet, but we're getting there. So happy birthday, Mom, big listener of the show. So there's a little shout out for you there, Moms. John Franco coming in today, in studio, 1 o'clock, so can't wait to talk to him.
Love John.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I want to get into with him. Obviously, the current state of the Mets, the captaincy, you know, Lindor, he had some comments I think he made on social media about that the Mets should name Lindor the captain, so we could talk to him about that, his Hall of Fame candidacy, mm-hmm. St. John's, and he's a big Johnny's guy at the Garden all the time, so we'll have some fun talking some shop with John Franco in studio at 1 o'clock. 888-808-1019, the number to call. You know, the more I think about this, BT, the more I'm excited about the possibility of the Jets trading up for a quarterback. I feel like the Giants are going to get one, whether it's going to be Stafford or Shador Sanders. I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And with the Jets, I'm excited about the idea of maybe they can trade up to that top spot and get Cam Ward in here.
I'm excited about the concept. I'm not really excited about the growing pains that I know are going to come. And I admit, listen, if this was the Yankees making a bold move, I would be more inclined to think it would work out. Since it's the Jets, and I don't just skew pessimistically, you know that. Again, for those who are new to the show, that's really the genesis of the whole unkillable thing. I refuse to accept my loser lot in life as a football fan of the Jets. But there's a lot of scars there. And there's a lot of recent scars where they just kept swinging for the quarterback and it went so disgustingly awry that I'm a little reluctant to do it, but it is a new regime. And I am going to, and you keep going back to that. And I do keep circling back to that as well. You can't associate or expect new failures with new people just because they're for the same team.
Also, you can't play scared. And that's why it's hard to say. I don't know what Muji's thinking. I don't know what Glenn is thinking. We'll find out eventually what they were thinking. But if they, you don't want to play scared and just be like, I like this guy, but I'm afraid to take that big of a leap when we just got this job. No, I'd actually respect it more if they went out there and took that big leap and said, you know what? I like this guy. We're in striking distance here. I'm going to go get that quarterback and go trade for that top pick.
I mean, when it works, it's gorgeous. I mean, look at the Texans 2 years ago. Look at the Washington Commanders this year. I get even the Broncos, not quite as high profile a pick, but it worked out for them. You know, and I hear you. You're right. You scared money don't make money.
Yeah.
That's, you're talking about the casino. If you won the $20,000 on this Vegas trip, but I get it. If you walk into a casino and you're holding those little $5 blackjack, you know, coins or whatever, if you let go of them, it's oxygen. You're not going to win money. You got to be aggressive, and that's generally how you win. Understood? It's just it's part of the concept, but it's more so that I just don't love either guy. I like Cam a lot better than Sanders, so I'm okay with a Cam push. But if they did this for Sanders, there's no way I would do it for Shador. There's no way.
But maybe they love him.
And listen, they're running the show here, and hopefully they're going to be a whole lot better than their predecessors, but that doesn't mean I can't push back. I got eyes as well. I do not like Sanders as a quarterback in the NFL.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Zach is in Monroe, New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call in and see what you guys thought about potentially giving Daniel Jones a 2-year contract to be the Jets quarterback for a bridge for maybe, I don't know, like Arch Manning, Raiola, someone like that. And same contract, 2 years to possibly Mariota. What do you guys think of the Jets giving Mariota a contract like that? Thanks, guys.
I cannot watch Marcus Mariota play football. Zero interest in that. You bring up Arch Manning. Okay, so let's say the Jets went out there, and I am much less opposed to Daniel Jones than Sal. The money's going to be a lot different. He's not the Jets' former sixth overall pick. He's the Giants, so it's a completely different set of circumstances. This is just the way it is. I'd run him into the ground, and not to sound callous, but if he gets hurt. He's not my top six pick. I don't really care. I mean, I do as a human.
I know.
But from a football perspective, I don't. But if you go out there and you do something like that, then you can't tell me that you want to get Archie Manning next year, because the Jets are going to win, you know, 8-9 games, you're not getting Archie Manning.
Well, that's kind of the other point here, as I mentioned earlier, in that you're within striking distance now. Okay, now if you don't love anybody, you don't force the issue. You certainly don't do it from number 7. Like, the Giants are in a different spot because they have the 3rd pick and they need a quarterback. So would it be forcing the issue if Shador Sanders were there? If you didn't love him, okay, maybe a little bit, but I still think it's worth the chance taking a quarterback in that spot if you need one and he happens to be there. The Jets would be forcing it slightly because they have the 7th pick, so you're going to have to trade up. You don't do that just because you have a need. Oh, well, we need a quarterback. Let's just trade up because we're close. No, you would do it in the event that you love one of the two quarterbacks there. If they love Cam Ward and the Titans are shopping that number 1 pick, that's when you consider making that move. You'd have to love the player there.
Listen, we both have homes, right? I built a home, which I never thought I would do. You bought a really nice home not too far from me. The beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You can walk into one home and it's a gorgeous piece of property with a nice backyard and plenty of room and square footage and a lot of, you know, closet space and all that, island kitchen, wife, or whatever your wife wants. And you can look at it and say, I don't know if this is right for me. I could walk into the same house and say, this is what I've been thinking about my whole life.
Right.
So when you talk about the subjectivity of quarterback analysis, We do simplify it on the air, but, man, there's so many layers to it. I've never had a conversation with Cam. I've never had a conversation to Sanders. Even though I've watched them play, I'm not looking for the things that these guys are looking for. I don't know. I guess, you know, I hear you. When you say you've got to trust their instincts, I don't push back too hard on that, but don't be wrong.
I'm not saying that I would. I'm just saying that we kind of don't have a choice but to trust their instincts, and I would respect it more if they made the aggressive type move. Like, we could say we don't like one of these quarterbacks, but if they say we love this quarterback and we're going all in to get him, I at least respect that more than playing scared and be like, oh, we need a quarterback, I know, but we'll figure it out in a couple years. Like, Joe Shane, to me, has been playing scared, especially last year.
Mm-hmm.
He took the safe, in his mind, safe pick by taking Malik Nabers. Oh, we need weapons. We love Daniel Jones. We'll build around Daniel Jones and build him. That's the safe pick. Instead of saying, we need a quarterback because I know Jones ain't it. We have an opportunity to go all in, whether it's Penix, whether it's Bo Nix, whether it's McCarthy trading up. They had plenty of opportunities there. Obviously, it seems unlikely that they could have traded up to get Drake May, although they tried. Yeah, but maybe they could have gone over the top. We don't know the exact details on that, if he were at least available at all, whatever. But there were options there for the Giants to select a quarterback. And instead, they chose to dial it back a little bit outside of the top three and select Malik Nabers, which was the safe selection. And now look at where they are. So sometimes when you play safe, it screws you over like that.
I don't disagree. By the way, we're looking and trying to get a sense of what the Jets might do. But I think to maybe have the best pulse on what they might do, let's look at what they already did do. Now, what can we take away from their decision to move on from Rodgers? If they had, and I'm just trying to piece things together here, if they had no interest in moving up for a young quarterback, don't you think Rodgers would still be here? Or would it be the other way? Like, the decision of Rodgers, there's something connected there.
I don't know. I would take that. I think that Rodgers, because they believe Rodgers could play. I mean, it feels like that's been the case. I saw the latest Sports Illustrated thing where it had kind of bullet points as to what went on with the Rodgers and the Jets conversation as to why they moved on. I still want to hear from Rodgers' side before I believe anything.
He's like, quiet.
All due respect to the Post, I'm not buying that report that Rodgers was basically groveling to come back. I mean, come on. It's Aaron Rodgers here. They probably came to a mutual agreement. And Rodgers doesn't leak anything, so it's going to come from his mouth. So anything that you've heard so far is not from Rodgers or his camp. It's from the Jets side of things, which is fine. I want to hear the other side of things. But I don't know if I would come up with a correlation between the two, BT. I just think that they wanted to move on from Rodgers individually and now are assessing all their best options to start today moving forward.
You could be right, but I mean, think about this. You take the Jets job, you've got to have not just a plan for today, you got to have a plan for tomorrow. And to be able to address tomorrow, you have to address today.
Yep.
And again, I don't know which way it would go. By getting rid of Rodgers, does that mean maybe they're definitely going for a young quarterback? By getting rid of Rodgers, does that mean they're definitely not? I don't know. I would say there's some connectivity there. I just don't know what it is yet.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll talk some baseball when we come back, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.